From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump has rejected talks for now with the Taliban insurgency in the wake of a series of deadly attacks in Afghanistan that have killed and wounded hundreds.
When we see what they're doing and the atrocities that they're committing and killing their own people, and those people are women and children, many, many women and children that are totally innocent, it is horrible.
He was referring to attacks that include one in the heart of Kabul Saturday that left more than 100 dead and twice that many wounded.
So there's no talking to the Taliban. We don't want to talk to the Taliban. We're going to finish what we have to finish. What nobody else has been able to finish, we're going to be able to do it.
Mr. Trump unveiled a new South Asia policy last year, including deployment of more U.S. troops. Michael Kugelman, South Asia expert at the Woodrow Wilson Center, said Mr. Trump's position is the right one.
Now, I think it's notable that Trump did not rule out the possibility of talks down the road. He said that if conditions change, maybe we would reconsider. But, you know, I don't think it's a surprise, and I don't think this administration really seriously was entertaining the idea of pursuing talks with the Taliban. But, you know, what we heard from Trump, I think, was very much, was not at all a surprise.
Afghanistan's U.N. ambassador told Reuters Monday fighting needs to continue against certain elements of the Taliban. But he said there are reconcilable elements within the insurgency who are in touch with his government, and they're engaged in talks. New Liberian President George Weah has pledged to take a pay cut, describing the West African country's economy as in dire condition. In his first State of the Nation address, the former international football star described the economy as broken, the currency in free fall, inflation on the rise. He said unemployment is at an unprecedented level, the country's foreign reserves at an all-time low. Mr. Weah also vowed to crack down on what he called endemic corruption. This is VOA News. Russia is hosting what's billed as a Syrian Congress of National Dialogue at the Black Sea resort of Sochi, but the Syrian opposition, along with the Kurdish community, as well as Britain and France, said they're not attending. One opposition leader said Russia is simply trying to dominate the political process after intervening militarily. Andrew Tapler with the Washington Institute for Near East Policy agrees.
I think there's a lot of truth in that. The Russians, since their intervention in 2015, have wanted to drive not just the military process, but the political process. And I think that's what they hope to achieve with this meeting.
Tapler also supports the idea the Sochi meeting is an effort to create a separate peace process that could undermine U.N. efforts to end the conflict.
It's unlikely that the Sochi meeting itself will bring anything other than to augment the process in Geneva, which has not itself not been going very well. So it's another attempt to try and go around, I think, the Geneva process, and we'll have to see what the Russians come up with.
On the ground, more than 30 people were killed Monday following government airstrikes that struck the town of Sarakeb in rebel-held Idlib province. And fighting also reported to be intense between Kurdish YPG militia and Turkish-led forces on and around Bursaya Hill in nearby Afrin province. Cameroonian separatist leader Julius Ayoktabe, arrested in Nigeria earlier this month, has been deported back to his native country. He's president of a self-declared breakaway state made up of Anglophone regions of the majority French-speaking country. The separatists have recently taken up arms in a bid to form their own country. Political tensions are high Tuesday in Kenya as several hundred supporters of opposition leader Raila Odinga gathered at a Nairobi park to witness the swearing-in of Odinga as rival president to incumbent Uhuru Kenyatta. Mr. Kenyatta was sworn in last November to a second term after defeating a boycotting Odinga. At a swearing-in ceremony for his second Health and Human Services Secretary, President Donald Trump Monday was asked by reporters about his second State of the Union address to a joint session of Congress late Tuesday.
It's a big speech, an important speech. We cover immigration, and for many years, they've been talking immigration. They never got anything done. We're going to get something done.
Mr. Trump expected to appeal for bipartisanship on major infrastructure spending while underscoring improving U.S. economy. VOA will carry the speech live beginning 1:45 Universal Time Wednesday. The U.S. announced Monday it's resuming admissions of refugees from 11 countries in the Middle East and Africa identified as high security risks. The change followed a 90-day review of refugee admissions. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer at the end of a sixth round Monday said talks to renegotiate the North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA, involving Canada and Mexico are making slow progress. The European Union Tuesday said its economy expanded 2.5% in 2017, the best performance in a decade, with levels of growth not seen since 2008. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.